In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
We're going to get into a conversation with Kirk and Melanie Lewis because just a few weeks ago, I discovered something. I discovered that March is now considered Pastors' Wives Appreciation Month. And so we want to celebrate and appreciate them and learn more about them. And we want to do that with Kirk and Melanie. They founded and lead desperately dependent communities where they encourage Christian leaders through godly counsel, prayer, and even restorative retreats. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Toby. It's good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you because I want to really talk about pastors' wives today and what they go through, what life may be like for many of them. And of course, they'll have their own unique experiences. But I had the privilege of being at a pastors' wives retreat just to be a listener and a supporter. And it was really helpful for me to hear their stories and to see their journeys. And they were all on different ones with that. But, you know, they go through things and sometimes they have to go through it silently. So tell us what you have seen and what we need to know about the lives of pastors' wives.
Well, Toby, I believe when we consider this, we have to understand what just a day in the life of a pastor's wife consists of. And what she is having on her plate is to look toward the support of her husband, who is the pastor. She is trying to understand and to address the struggles that are coming out of the ministry. She wants to, in the process, to find her place in her family's life, in her husband's life, but also where she fits in church life. There is this idea of trying to balance between what would deem to be the acceptable sacrifice of family to protecting her family. And the occasion when the marital strain and family discontent is intruded upon by ministry pressures. All of this is part and parcel. In the most recent Barna report that came out on the state of the pastor in 2024, some of the things that were said were quite enlightening. The pastors reported that being able to balance between ministry demands and family demands was somewhat of a struggle a lot of the times, and there was a lot of the pastors reporting that it was a struggle. Mm-hmm. But to kind of see where the wife fits into this, there were some interesting statistics cited by the pastor, and here's what the pastor said. And this, you know, on one side of the coin, really translates into added pressure upon the pastor's wife. And what was said was that from the pastor, 74% of the pastor says, I wouldn't be able to serve as well as I do in my role as a pastor were it not for my spouse. My leadership is strengthened because of my marriage. 64% of the pastors affirmed that statement. Mm-hmm. My spouse is actually involved in my ministry, 60%. So we have this expectation to be the primary support of the pastor as the wife, and often I think we miss the pressure, the fallout upon the pastor's wife, and exactly what it's like to be in that place.
Wow. So just so I make sure I'm understanding you, Kirk, as we talk about pastors' wives and the fact that their pastors themselves depend on them and say that their ministry is greatly impacted for the positive because of their relationship with their wives, but that has another effect on the wife, putting more pressure on them?
Yes, exactly, Toby. And I think that often, as a result, the pastor's wife, they hold this pressure in silence.
Well, because when your pastor is interviewing for a position, you know, some churches are getting better at this, about bringing the wives into the interview too, and even asking them questions and being kind and compassionate. But really, it ends up being a two-for-one deal. You know, they hire the pastor and they expect the wives to fulfill these roles that nobody really tells them per se, but they're expected to, and they end up, you know, of course, working without pay.
Wow. So, and those roles could be singing solos in the choir, or being the pianist, or children's ministry, or something that they are kind of, people are kind of just expecting them based on their understanding of what a pastor's wife should do.
Well, even one of the big things is, like at the beginning or the end of the service, mostly at the end of the service, going up to the pastor's wife and saying, well, I sure can't believe he said that. You need to talk to him about that. And he forgot to address that. And why didn't he say anything about that? Or things didn't go well in my Sunday school class this morning. We need new paint on the walls. Can you talk to your husband about that for me, please?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, because the pastor's wife often is seen to be more accessible at times than the pastor.
Yeah, we don't want to bother the pastor.
Uh-huh.
But often the idea is that the person doesn't mind burdening the pastor's wife, and so she is in a very strategic lightning rod position in many cases.
Kirk and Melanie Lewis, they founded Desperate Dependent Communities, and they've got a book called Desperate Dependency, Finding Christ Relevant to Every Area of Life. And they counsel many leaders and Christians who are just wanting to go deeper in their relationship with Christ. We're talking about pastors' wives, and Kirk and Melanie, you were talking about some of the things that pastors' wives experience.
Yeah, one of the things that is coming out more frequently in the people that we talk to, as well as in the research, is that Christian leaders feel alone. Mm-hmm. And that's even magnified in pastors' wives, because they get pushed to the background so much. And when we look at the church on a Sunday morning and we see all the crowds of people around the pastor and the pastor's wife, you might think, how in the world can they feel alone? They have all these people that are just surrounding them. But if you pause to notice, most of the time, the people that are surrounding them are people that are asking for something. They're mm-hmm. wanting something. Mm-hmm. They are not the people that are giving. It's the caregivers that are at the very end of the line. And at the very end of the line, they're there because they're wanting everybody else to get the help they need first. But then they want to care for the pastor's wife. But by the time they get closer up in the line, they realize how exhausted she is from everybody else coming up to her. They kind of just slink away. And then the pastor's wife is left with all these heavy to-do lists that they have at the end of the service or whenever the meeting occurs. And so they end up feeling very much alone, even though they're surrounded by people.
Yeah, and this also creates a process of depletion. And often the lifestyle of ministry families is such that they are in a state of depletion without the ability to replenish. And that creates even further difficulty.
Wow, that is profound. You're in this state of depletion, but you don't have the ability to get replenished. But that is part of what you do in your ministry and part of what you want to help us do as well. First of all, I want to say you guys also are available to counsel leaders. And if you are wanting to know more about Kirk and Melanie, contact us after the show. We will give you more information about them. But what else can we do to help make sure our pastors' wives and their families are being replenished and not just taken from by us?
Well, I think the big part starts with us personally. How are we connecting to the Holy Spirit ourselves to be filled up with the Spirit's fruit of love and joy and peace and all the fruit of the Spirit? Because when we as individuals are filled with the Holy Spirit's fruit, then we can in turn overflow and love with the love that God gives, which is giving but expecting nothing in return. Too often we love and try to care for people because we're expecting something in return. But God's Spirit fills us with His love so that we can give expecting nothing in return except that God will be glorified. And so often we hear Christian leaders say, well, you're reminding me of things that I already know, but I've just forgotten. Mm-hmm. So to serve as reminders of God's compassionate, everlasting, tender care for you as a pastor's wife, that He loves you and He cares for you, and He has given me the ministry to minister to you and share His love and compassionate care with you.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing this. And as we start to close up, I would love for you to continue speaking to us and more things you would like us to remember to encourage our pastors' wives. But if you would speak to pastors' wives right now and just speak a word to them to help lift them up.
Yeah, I think a huge part is being able to keep your focus set on Christ and not all the troubles that come around, but to be filled with all the things God has for you instead of being depleted by all the things that people want to take from you.
Yeah, and I think a good way to accomplish that would be to ask a simple question. How is Christ relevant to this? Whatever you face as a pastor's wife, whatever demand, whatever issue, whatever problem you're faced with, to simply ask this question, which will help gain profound perspective. Christ, how are you? Lord, how are you relevant to this? How will you make a demonstrable difference in my life, in my heart, as I'm dealing with this, that, or the other?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Kirk, will you now just pray over pastors' wives as we close?
Father, thank you for our pastors' wives, Lord, who minister in silence, obscurity, who minister amid a tremendous burden. And Father, most do not understand the role that the pastor wife plays, but Lord, we ask that you would anoint her with your enabling grace. Lord, that you would speak to that quiet recesses of their hearts in such a way, Lord, that would encourage them, that would lift them up, that would build them up. And that, Lord, in the whole process of all that they face when supporting their husband and nurturing their children and helping with church process, Father, I would ask that you would give her an anointing to be able to bear up under this responsibility with the Spirit and the power of God upon her life. Lord, help her always to put you before her, and that she would constantly be following the vision and that you have set for her and finding you relevant to every area of her life. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we commit to you our pastor's wives in the name of Jesus. Amen.